Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning the day of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I'm going to continue to talk about the great theme this week that God's put on my heart, the realization, the assurance, the confidence, the awareness, the experience that God delights in us. It's so important for us, friends, to receive that, especially as we move toward Christmas. Christmas is a season of great joy, and there's great joy in the heart. It's ironic for many people, this whole season leading up to Christmas, and even the holidays itself can be such a source of discouragement, of weight, of a heavy weight, of sadness, despair even for people. Because they, when the regular habits of life stop, many people feel empty inside, or they feel alone, or even now in this COVID experience, where we don't have the contact with enough people, or the people in our lives maybe, that allow us to be able to see and experience the quality of relationship that we have together, maybe as family, the church, or maybe some people listening don't experience that at all. And I want you to be able to know in your heart, because God's word tells us so, and because he wants us in the gift, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, to come to experience ourselves as his children. That glorious passage in Ephesians chapter 8, St. Paul reminds us that the Spirit of God, who was at work in us with power, there's a power that the Spirit at work in us gives to us so we can drive back the lies of condemnation. We can drive back the spirit of despair and discouragement that can overcome us. We can drive back the feelings and the belief systems in the mind that we acquire in a fallen world. And because of maybe some of our experiences in life that I'm alone, I'm isolated, there's no one who cares, these kinds of things, or that my life is not of any value. What have I done? What have I ever accomplished? Friends, what we've accomplished doesn't determine the value of who you are. And we have to be careful, to be really discerning, because we live in a world that rewards a lot of stuff that either offends God, or I don't think God cares much about when it comes right down to it. And we get this idea that the people who have God's eyes, or the people who are living valuable lives, are those who are popular, or those who are famous, or those who are powerful, or those who are influential or rich. That's not true. It's really not true. It's a lie. And we often live out of in loneliness, despair. Man, I wish I had that person's gifts. I wish I had that person's life. I wish I possessed what those people had. I'm such a schlep. I've got nothing in this world. It's a total lie. Human security, human value, human identity comes from God. There's nothing in this world, friends. Really, it's true. There's no accumulation of accomplishments, of possessions, of whatever in this world that will ever satisfy or convince you of your ultimate value. It's not to say that things that are done in this world aren't of value, but there's nothing in this world you can possess and have and acquire, no place you can live, no bank account so big, no fame, no being in the inner group, no whatever, that will ever elevate you for more than just a momentary experience. The only lasting assurance you will ever have that your life is valuable is through the knowledge first in this world, the faith conviction, the gift of faith given by the Spirit of God to your spirit, giving you conviction and assurance that you are a child of God. And that means you're valuable ultimately for one reason, of great value, of infinite value, because God, the creator of all, whose love is infinite, without limit, it's all day, every day, 24/7, the conviction that He who is made you and you're valuable because you're His idea, because you bear His image, the image of the Son, and He sent His Son to give you conviction and confidence that that's exactly who you are. So as I said yesterday, Jesus was delighted to tell us over and over and over again in the Gospels, to see me is to see the Father. As the Father loved me, so He loves you. As I love the Father, I love you the same way. You're made for this relationship. And friends, to see yourself as God sees you, the God who pursues you, this is the key. And it's important for us to ask, Lord, help me see. I've been running after idols. In these seasons we have in the church year, like Advent, it's meant doing what? We're anticipating the coming of the Lord. Well, let me ask you today, how much has He come into your life? How much have you received Him, His truth, His word, the reality of who He is and who He says you are? Because He's come to you like with a laser focus, and He's knocking on the door of your heart. He doesn't come to condemn you, He said. He's come to save you. He's come to save you for heaven, from hell, for heaven. He's come to bring you into life. It's not just a location. It's to come into the burning heart of God. It's the only thing that will heal you, the only thing that can forgive you, the only thing that can make you whole, the only thing that can make you healthy in mind and in spirit, is to know who you are in God and to say, I am who God says I am. There's just an infinite amount of disordered energy, friends, in this world, of human beings running after identities and images and declaring identities and inventing identities and trying to acquire identities and position and power and place. It's crazy. It's not going to stop until the Lord comes again. And it's easy to get suckered into it because of the feelings of emptiness, of isolation, of shame, of condemnation, all these realities that human beings experience as a result of the fall and living in a world filled with temptations and the battle between the world, the flesh, and the devil, all of it. I've said a number of times on the program, I hope I say it thousands more before I go home to the Lord by His grace. There are people in this world that are going to be crowned and rewarded in heaven with so much delight in the heart of the Father, and we're going to delight in them. When we see them, we don't see them in this world. These are simple people who have given it all to God, who love the Lord, and they found the pearl of great price, and they believe what Jesus said, that the first and the greatest thing is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. When we're in the pursuit, in the bondage of the energies of this world, the disordered energies, it's all about me. Me, 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 my identity, my feelings, my this, my that, see me, see me, see me. That's all there, the desire to be seen, because we're made to be seen by God. His gaze is healing and transformational. But the gaze we run after in the world, beautiful people, pay attention to me, powerful people, pay attention to me, please, somebody, you know, tell me I'm great. Tell me I fit in. Tell me I'm special. Tell me I'm above the herd, that I'm different, that I've accomplished something, that I'm somebody. That deep hunger was put in us by God. And it's a deep longing for a gaze that comes only from God. And when we see it and touch it and experience it through the help, we see it in Jesus, revealed in Him. That's what He's come to reveal to us. That we're trapped, enslaved, lost in sin, under the domination of a great dark enemy who's full of pride and envy and jealousy. And he's not after our good, but he's selling us counterfeit goods every day, knowing the condition of our lostness, of not being connected and freely cleansed and made whole by Christ and united to God the Father to God the Son, to God the Holy Spirit, to the communion of saints, to those who are fully now living in glory with Him. You know, the saints are light for us in this world. They get it. They totally get it. Think about St. Francis. Think about all the saints in different ways. Think about how St. Francis ran after. He wanted to be a great knight. He wanted to be a great warrior. He wanted to be the center of attention. He wanted to be everything that the world values in different ways. But by God's grace, he came to see the pearl of great price, the treasure that's hidden in the field. And when he began to taste God, he understood what all that desire was in him for, what it was about, and why there was no object in this world that actually ended up satisfying him fully. Saint after saint, person after person experienced that very same reality. And they got, when they saw that treasure, when they saw the gift of God, they began to see themselves differently. So Francis begged time and again, Lord, on his knees, God, tell me who you are. Tell me who I am. Show me. And friends, you are who God says you are, nothing more. Again, a line from Francis, I am who I am before God and nothing more. No matter how much this world can clothe us with power, you know, recognition, trophies, awards, possessions, all that stuff that none of it we can take with us. We die alone without it, forgotten in this world. And the silly idea that, hey, but I'll be remembered. My name is in history books or this or that. Silly. It's worthless at the end of the day. All that matters is, did you love? Did you love God? Doesn't matter if you conquered half the world. Did you love? Did you love God? Friends, we're meant to live differently. And we can't do it on our own resources. You may be acutely aware of that. You may be stuck. And remember what I said yesterday, that temptation, because of our weakness, of our frame, our fallenness, our sinfulness, we're still weak and broken people in different ways. It's easy to feel, to find yourself under condemnation, self-condemnation, because that's the devil's strategy. And we're susceptible to it. The Lord sees us differently. When you fall, do like the saints did. Run to the Lord, not run away from him. Run to him. His arms are open. His heart is wide open. And he's about healing and saving. Tomorrow I want to talk about the things that Jesus won for us. St. Paul describes, he says, you who have received Christ Jesus the Lord, now live in him. I want to talk a little bit more about how we can live in him. It's so important. The world needs it now. You're salt, you're light, but you're only salt and light if you believe who you are in God. If you know the power that's at work within you. If you begin to listen to the voice of the Spirit and the voice of God saying, I delight in you. I take pleasure in you. I love you. I've come to save you. I'm here every day. Let me lift you up. Let me renew your strength. When that happens, friends, we don't get caught up in the rage of the culture. We don't have enemies in this world, but we have the heart of God for a broken world. That's what he wants to give us. That's what he wants us to live in. And we can know full joy even in these kinds of times and circumstances. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.